We're here in this beautiful car dealership, and I guess we're in the sales, new car sales area here. And Matt Garko is Bill Brown Ford's new car sales manager, who sat down with us. Good to see you, Matt.
Good to see you guys.
So I remarked when we started this show, like, it's amazing. We just plopped a radio show in the middle of a car dealership, and we don't seem to have attracted any attention whatsoever from any. So you want to talk about, like, focused salespeople. You have all these people in their various cubicles with customers, and literally none of them are looking over, like, saying, what are all those people doing with that radio program?
Well, we're lucky and blessed enough that today is unusually busy for an afternoon on a Friday. Normally people are on their way up north, and I kind of thought between 4 and 6 would be a good time to have you guys here where it would be a little less congested, but I think we're going to deliver somewhere near 40 cars today. So
Units one day.
Now, I know that you've been voted the number one Ford dealer in the country for three straight years. And I know, because I've read a number of the spots, that a lot of that's based on sales volume. So how many cars do you sell in a week on average here?
Well, last month we sold 640 cars. So I guess if you do some quick math, then that's just new. We sell probably
640 new cars in a month?
In a month, yeah. We
Kenny, units. Math man, what does that break down to per day?
Per day? I got more math to do. No, I was 140
a
week.
50 a day?
Yeah, about 147. About, yeah, 57.
50 a day.
And we're lucky to be closed on Saturday and Sunday.
No wonder nobody's paying attention to us. You guys are rolling the cars out here. And to what do you attribute that type of volume?
Well, our hardworking staff, for sure. We have a great group of people that truly and consistently care about their customer, care about the people. They build relationships where the people that buy a car here generally wouldn't buy a car anywhere else because of who they're buying it from. And, you know, we've got a great support staff from our office staff to
service. You have a large percentage of return customers?
Yes, we have a very large percentage. You know, a lot of our deals start with a hug and a handshake. How have you been? How's your kids? And, you know, the person in this area, obviously there's a lot of Ford employees, so when they send their nephews, sons, daughters, they'll tell them, if you don't buy it from, say, Rick Williams here from Bill Brown Ford, I'm not giving you my PIN number. You need to go there and see Rick. So it's,
That's an interesting form of sales blackmail.
Yes.
Do hours change? I remember back in the day when you used to buy a car, you had to be there about 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock on some days. You couldn't get in. Then they had late days or whatever. How does it work now on the Saturdays? How does that whole thing work?
Well, COVID changed that along with everything else, right? But we still open 9 to 8 on Mondays and Thursdays, which is part and parcel of us being able to be closed on Saturdays so that you know our staff can enjoy their family.
And Sunday. And, it's still one of the most amazing things to me that in a state famous for making cars and selling cars, car dealerships are closed on Saturdays.
I thought that when I moved here.
You know, when everything else, when we're in a world where department stores are open on Thanksgiving night.
In a world.
You know, to try to capture everybody's, you know, every minute of everybody's thing. And car dealerships somehow still maintain on the what would you would think would be the busiest day that they could have because everybody's off from work. They're closed.
Well, there was a time where we were open on Saturdays, and there are still a lot of dealers open on Saturdays. But you can imagine in Michigan, when especially during July and August, on a weekend, on a Saturday, a lot of people are up north. A lot of people are traveling, enjoying their family, barbecuing. So those were long days, Mitch, and I'm glad they're gone.
Glad they're gone? Okay. All right. We were just talking about some of the new vehicles that Ford has, and Ed was telling me about an electric Mustang.
Mach-E.
That it's called the Mach-E?
Yeah,
Mach-E.
M-A-C-H,
That he simulated hitting the gas pedal, and he flew
G-force.
Backwards.
G-force
like on a roller coaster or something.
My lip's white.
tell us about that.
Well, you're exactly right. It does feel like being in a roller coaster because there's no shifting. It when you hit the gas, it's almost immediate power, and it doesn't let up until you let up. So
you can
get somewhere in a hurry very quickly, and they're very smooth, you know, without the shifting, without the noise, quiet. I was, you know, apprehensive of the electric vehicle when we started this journey, but when you drive one and They're very, very fun to drive.
Tell us from a car dealer's perspective, because we hear a lot of political people jumping in on this thing for their own reasons. Americans don't want electric cars. Americans only want electric cars. You should only drive an electric car. Don't tell us what to drive. What are you seeing in terms of if Bill Brown Ford is a microcosm, a snapshot of America, then what are you seeing about Americans' attitudes towards electric vehicles?
Well, I can speak for this area. If you go out west, obviously it's quite a bit different. But to say they haven't caught on for purchasers is probably an understatement. You know, it's something that I think people got to learn to wrap their head around.
Yeah.
There's more involved with charging and having a charger at your house. And price point's a big issue. You know, the electric vehicles can be a little pricey. They're working on bringing that down. There's some government programs that have done that. And
yeah,
we're starting to see a little bit of a movement in that area now because they brought the prices down and they're more affordable.
But so, we are an educated audience in Michigan. I would venture to say we know more about cars than most states, and certainly the Detroit area.
True.
So could it not just be that people have looked at them, evaluated them, and said, no, I don't want one, you know, as opposed to they're not educated about them per se, or they don't know enough about them?
Well, you know, when they first came out onto the scene, I think the people that really wanted one got one.
Yeah.
Right? So now they have to convince people that don't want one to get one. I mean, just to give you an example, we sold 640 cars last month. Four of them were electric.
Mm. Four. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That is very telling and very interesting. Well, you've got an amazing operation here because both Rosie and I got lost coming in and couldn't find where to go to set up the radio show. That's how big your operation is. We were rolling around somewhere in the back in the sales department, I think. And so congratulations on this. And I want to give you an opportunity to, I mean, you'll have to abbreviate it because your list is extraordinarily long, but you have been honored. You're like the Audie Murphy of car dealerships. So every award that is winnable, I think you've won. But go ahead and brag a little bit.
Well, that's not in my nature. But, our staff here from the service department all the way to the front of the showroom, our body shop, Ford was here today, and the reason why we had you here today is we had the executives here from Ford and presented us with all of our 2023 awards, and there's a table, obviously, with them all there.
Wow.
And
I'm looking at it. It looks like the before table at the Oscars.
Yeah, look at that.
Before they hand out all the awards.
Wow. Yeah, we've got and that's all due to the hardworking staff here. It really is. I know that's cliche to say, but it really speaks to the quality of person that works here from front to back, and I couldn't be happier to be a part of Bill Brown Ford.
Congratulations.
He's not the Audie Murphy. He's the Eddie Murphy, man.
Well, congratulations to you, Matt, everybody here at Bill Brown Ford. We're very, very pleased to have our nice relationship with you with the Inner Circle sponsorship, and it's a really great place. So anybody who's looking for a new car, electric or otherwise, come on down here. You'll meet some very, very friendly people.
Yes, get that Mustang ready for me to go.
I want to try that car before I go. I want to see if my hair can blow
take
back.
Take it out on the road.
Who has the A-plan?
I appreciate you guys being here and everything you do.
Thank you. It's 760 WJR.